Hi, everybody. It's another beautiful Monday, August 3rd, 2020. And I am totally full of energy and good vibes, bringing you another episode titled God is Waiting for You. God is waiting for you all the time, and His promises are super amazing. Life will turn you up and down, but always remember that God is truly waiting for you. And I want to receive those inspirations and let you know that from Romans chapter 8, verses 5, and I read, "Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God." Now, this is why I say God is waiting for you. And I want you to understand from Romans 8, from verses 5 to 8, that the promises, they are very powerful. Now let's go back to verse 5. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. This text is very, very, very deep. And I totally understand how this is coming up. I totally understand how this is coming up because I want to take it from this viewpoint. Earlier this year, I decided to submit to God in a very different way. You know, every year everyone does New Year resolutions, and my resolutions were very different this year. Like, I've never ever asked for God for certain things. Like, "Dear God, I'm looking for peace. I'm looking for forgiveness. I'm looking for forgiveness, like a forgiving spirit. I'm looking for a humble character. I'm looking for a peaceful attitude." I was asking for this, all these intangible values, which I had never ever asked God before. And I find that that is what we're talking about when we read Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 5. Because my mindset was in accordance with the Spirit and what the Spirit desires. We know in Galatians it does say all these like fruits of the Spirit and stuff, which we will discuss on another day. However, you know, I didn't start the year by asking for advancement in my job. I didn't ask for, you know, material things or like everyday worldly things. For some reason, I thought it was time to ask God for these things. And I truly believe in my spirit that as we move on and request for things of value, this is what God loves and this is what He's been waiting for. For us to desire. I believe when it says in verse 6 that the mind governed by flesh is death, it sounds scary from the onset. I believe that what that is trying to say is that, you know, as human beings, when we focus on these material things or wealth, so much status, and basically so much material things, we end up feeling like nothing, because happiness is not actually dependent on what you have, but who you are. And this is what I decipher from Romans 8, 5 to 8, basically. It is very important to refocus your mind as a child of God, because then you're never gonna be satisfied in this life that we live. The things of the world come and go. Imagine the number of people who actually live in a country like United States who have to either lose their homes that they've had for so long but yet haven't paid for it and have invested so much, but because of this year and how everything is going with the whole coronavirus and the systems of economies, it is sad. It is sad because it's like your whole life you've worked for something and the world just takes it away from you. I think that's very, very deep, and that's something that we should consider when we're hoping for things that make us happy. Like, a lot of people think that all these things make you happy, but I am taking the science of well-being class from Yale University, and as I go through the course, I notice more and more that the things that we actually think are good for us, which are things of the flesh, are not that serious and do not last long. They only make you happy for a short time. This is why we have to be governed by the Spirit in our minds, because we have true life and peace. And for verse 7, because if your mind is focused on things of the flesh, automatically you find yourself being hostile to God. You're not going to submit, because you're always going to think that you're bigger than God or you're better than God, or you're always going to put the element of self first rather than projecting the element of God and how mighty He is and how powerful He is and how He can do all things to make you better. After all, you have your degree, you have your marriage, you have everything that life has to offer you, and you put yourself on this pedestal and you think that you're in charge. But honestly, we're human. We go to sleep, we wake up every day, we don't even know how that mechanism works. So we're not in control of our lives, really. And these things that we are so excited about, honestly, are things of the world, and 100% of the time we die and leave them behind. So what is the purpose of stressing yourself out going through that route, is my question for the day. This is why God is waiting for you. God is waiting for you to refocus, think about all things that we've discussed today, and see what is truly important. A mind that is set on the things of the Spirit automatically aligns with God. And when you align with God, God actually gives you the power and the wisdom and the knowledge to do things that will give you everlasting joy. So I encourage each and every one of us to take time to go through the Word, surround your Word with prayer, and let God actually deposit like the truth into you, so that you might be able to live a better life and teach the new generation better things, so that the world might be like a better place in the end. But at the end of the day, God is calling you right now. He wants your mind, He wants your body, He wants everything of you, so He can shape you into the individual that He made you and called you to be. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I hope I have encouraged you, and I hope that you know that God is waiting for you.